From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A suicide bomber has attacked the Indian Embassy in central Kabul, killing at least 17 people and injuring nearly 80. The Taliban claimed responsibility for today's attack. It's the second time in 15 months that the Indian mission has been bombed. The BBC's Martin Patience says the blast destroyed a market near the embassy.
The car bomb exploded at rush hour in the center of the city. Many of the casualties appear to have been Afghans commuting to work. This is the fourth bomb attack inside the capital in less than 2 months. These types of attacks are designed to grab headlines and further destabilize the Afghan government.
The BBC's Martin Patience in Kabul. Confronted with a surge in Taliban violence, President Obama is considering a request for up to 40,000 more American troops to be sent to Afghanistan. A powerful typhoon has hit Japan, leaving two people dead and dozens more injured. NPR's Louisa Lim has details from Shanghai.
Typhoon Milo hit speeds of up to 100 miles an hour as it slammed into Japan. It caused factory closures, travel chaos, and power blackouts for hundreds of thousands. Weather forecasters said it was weakening, but warned that torrential rain could cause mudslides. More than 2 million commuters in Tokyo were stranded for hours as train lines were suspended. More than 11,000 people were evacuated to shelters as the typhoon ripped roofs off homes and submerged cars. Toyota and Honda both kept car plants closed for the day, and many schools were also closed. But the damage was still not as extensive as some had earlier feared. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
U.S. Special Envoy George Mitchell is in Jerusalem in another attempt to revive the Israeli-Palestinian peace process, but Israel's foreign minister is doubtful, telling Israel Radio today that anyone who thinks a comprehensive agreement can be reached in the coming years does not understand the reality. New claims for unemployment insurance hit a 9-month low last week. The Labor Department reports applications dropped by 33,000 to a seasonally adjusted 521,000. Nigel Galt, chief U.S. economist at IHS Global Insight, says real improvement in employment will be slow but steady.
We still got a long way to go, but at least we are still gradually moving in the right direction.
In another sign of recovery, most retailers reported some relief in September, with declines smaller than expected. But merchants are still worried about the holiday season, with the unemployment rate now up to 9.8%. Retailers are nervous consumers will be less inclined to spend than they were a year ago. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 91 points at 98.16, NASDAQ up 24 at 21.34. This is NPR News. Wholesale inventories dropped in August for a record 12th month in a row. The Commerce Department finds inventories dropped by worse than expected 1.3%, but sales at the wholesale level were up 1%. The government's mortgage relief program to help 500,000 borrowers has reached its goal a month ahead of schedule. Under the $50 billion initiative, lenders help lower people's monthly payments and avoid foreclosure. They had until November 1st to reach 500,000 struggling homeowners in the U.S. Officials say lenders met that goal 2 days ago. The composer and producer of the musical Phantom of the Opera, which has drawn more than 100 million people, has announced a sequel. Larry Miller has more details from London.
After years in the conceptual stage, Andrew Lloyd Webber says he's created a sequel to his massively successful Phantom of the Opera, entitled Love Never Dies. It sees the Phantom move from Paris to the amusement park at Coney Island in New York.
He's had a fantastic success at Coney Island. Of course, he arrived there as one of the freaks himself, but being the Phantom, he built himself up to being the absolute A1 man, who controls the island. But of course, he is pining for the love of his life.
While not departing from the heavy organ of the original, there's also music designed to evoke the feeling of an early 20th century amusement park. Love Never Dies opens in London's West End in March. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
And I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.